This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem. Thank you for joining us tonight. It is a great simcha to see you. Okay, Daf Yud, Masechta Ksubos Daf Yud. We're continuing based on that which Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that someone who says Pesach Batsuas Pasuach Matzosi Neman Lahavsida Ksubasa. Rabbi Eliezer said on Daf Chesamid Beis, Rabbi Elazar said on Chesamid Beis, going on to Tesamid Aleph, Hoimer Pesach Pasuch Matzasi Neman La Yisraelav. And Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that someone who says Pesach Pasuch Matzasi Neman La Hafsida Ksubasa. Now we're going to learn the rationale behind this. Itmar Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, in the name of Rav Shimon Elazar. Chachomim tiknu lahem levnois Yisrael lebesula masayim v'la'almana mana. The rabbis enacted for Jewish women that a besula pays 200 zuz and an almana pays 100 zuz. So Rav Shimon Elazar is saying that ksuba is drabanan. And therefore, since Ksuba Zrabanan Vehem Heminuhu, they believe the man, Shemar Matsasi Neman, that if he says, I found that her doorway was open, he's believed. Meaning, since Ksuba Zrabanan, the rabbis were the one who enacted the Ksuba, the rabbis were the one who said that a man has to give the woman a ksuba. So therefore, they also, Heimamru, they also said if he says that she's not a basula, they are, the man is believed. So the Gemara says, "Kein mahu ilu chacham betakanasam." If so, what benefit did the chachamim have in making a ksuba? So I said, what do you mean, what benefit? For somebody who's not a complete liar. But the Gemara seems to be asking, if anyone could make up a story and say, well, I don't want to pay the ksuba because she's not a basula, then of what benefit is a ksuba? The purpose of a ksuba is we want to make it difficult for a man to divorce his wife. He's going to think twice before he divorces his wife because he's going to be financially penalized. Well, if a person could just say, okay, I'll divorce my wife, and in terms of the ksuba, I'll get around it because I'll say she's not a basula, so what did the chachamim benefit in their takana? Amar Rava, Rava said, no, we don't have to worry that a person will just arbitrarily say she's not a basula, because then he'll have wasted all the money and effort preparing for the suda. Amar Rava, chazaka ein adam tarech besuda umafsida. Rava said it's a chazaka that a person would not bother with the suda and make her lose out. Rava said it's a chazaka that a person would not go through, meaning, what are we worried about? We're worried the guy hates her. And if he hates her, he's going to want to divorce her and be mafsid the ksuba. In other words, we're afraid the guy will just flippantly lie and say that she's not a basula to make her lose the ksuba. Well, if that's the case, why would the person have gone through the expense of renting out the catering hall and buying all the food? Chazaka in adam terech basuda mafsida. So now, yeah. Fine. So the Gemara continues. Tana, we learned, Hoyl uknas chachamim hu loitigba elamen hazibaras. They taught, since ksuba is a penalty of the rabbis, so therefore you only collect from zibaras. Says the Gemara, knasa, my knasa. It's a knas. What's the knas? There's no knas. Ksuba is not a knas. Since it's a din of the Rabbanon, you only collect from Zibayres. On the other hand, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Aimer Ksubas Isha Minatayra. Rishim Gamliel says Ksuba is Medairaisa. So Toisvis says this all implies that Ksuba is the Rabbanon. The Gemara says, Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Chachomim Tiknu Lahem, and Hol Utakonis Chachomim Hu. The Toisvis brings the Gemara Yevamos Daf Pei Tes, where the Gemara says, Aloshon, My time takinu la rabbanon ksuba shaloi tekal bein of loitzia. So that implies stoma the shas holds ksuba's rabbanon. Tosfos asks, so why do we write in the ksuba kesef zuzi mason dechazu lichi midaraisa 200 zuz from me that's fit for you biblically. So Rabbeinu Tam says we rely on Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says, and the Gemara quotes it, that ksuba's daraisa. And we hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel of our Mishnah. And the Re says, Rav Ashi argues on Rav Nachman. Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Rabbeinu Meir says Rav Ashi argues on Rav Nachman. And we hold Ksuba's Dairaisa. So, and the Gemara in Yevamos that says, My taima takinu rabbanon ksuba, what it means is, My taima takinu rabbanon ksuba, heiched de takinu by Almana. Almana is the rabbanon. But ikur ksuba, toisus eshita is dairaisa, not like Rav Nachman. Okay? And we hold like this statement of Shem Gamliel, Rav Shem Gamliel, Omer ksuba si shemina Torah. In fact, the Gemara, Mi Amar Rav Shem Gamliel, Hachi, did Rav Shem Gamliel say this? That ksuba is midairaisa, but Tanya we learned in a braisa. Kesef Yishkol Kamayar Habasulais. This is talking about a mafata, someone who seduces a woman. So the halacha is Kesef Yishkol, he has to pay Kesef. Kamayar Habasulais, like the commitment to a basula. Which we learn out from Oines. Oines, you pay 50 Chamishim Kesef. So when it says Kesef here, it's Chamishim. And sheyezek kamayar habesulais, a mafata is like a ma'anis, and just like ma'anis is 50, this is 50. Umayar habesulais and ma'anis, which is basically this is like mayar habesulais. This is shkolim. This is 50 like ma'anis, and ma'anis is shekel. Like we have over here, mikan samchu chachamim l'ksubas isha min haTorah. From here, the rabbis relied that a biblical source for ksuba. That's a Tanakama. Rav Shem Gamliel Omer ksubas isha enoi midivrei Torah midivrei Sofrim. Shem Gamliel says ksubas drabanon. So how could we say earlier Rav Shem Gamliel says ksubas dairaisa? But here we have Rav Shimon Gamliel says Ksubas Drabanan, says Gemara Epach. Flip around the second Braisa. That Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one who says that Ksuba is Dairaisa. Says Gemara Maichos is the Ibchas Basraisa Ibch Kamai. So why do we flip around the second one, making Rav Shimon Gamliel hold Ksuba is Dairaisa? Why don't we flip around the first one and make it that he holds Ksuba is Drabanan? Meaning, keep Rav Shimon Gamliel that ksuba is drabanan. Says the Gemara, the reason is because we happen to know Rav Shimon Gamliel holds ksuba is dairaisa. Ha shamiinole, the Rav Shimon Gamliel don't ksuba is dairaisa. We know Rav Shimon Gamliel holds ksuba is dairaisa. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, noisein la. Mima'is kaputkia. We give to her from the money of kaputkia. Now, for those of you who know Turkey, there is a city in Turkey today, Kaputkia, where they have these famous like holes in the mountains. Yeah? Michael knows what I'm talking about, right? So, but could.
How do you call it, Rabbi?
What?
They have a lot of hot air balloons there, right?
Yeah, the hot air balloon city. But basically, Kaputkia had very strong currency. Big, fat coins. Israel had weak currency. So if somebody marries a woman in Eretz Yisrael and divorces her in Kaputkia, so the Mishnah says you give her from the money of Eretz Yisrael, which are not such strong currency. Now, Turkey's currency is basically worthless. But Nasa, Isha, if you got married in Kaputkia and you got divorced in Eretz Yisrael, so the Tanakhama says you could also give her from the money of Eretz Yisrael because we're makel by Ksuba. Rishim Gamliel says no. If you married her in Kaputkia and divorced in Eretz Yisrael, you have to give her from the money of Kaputkia because Rav Shem Gamliel says Ksuba's Dairaisa. So that's how we know that Rav Shem, the reason why we're Mahapich, the second Braisa, the second Mishnah, is because we happen to know Rav Shem Gamliel holds Ksuba's Dairaisa. Or, Vivoisim, if you want, you could say Kula Rav Shem Gamliel. It's all Rav Shem Gamliel. V'chesurei Machsara, V'hachi Katani. And the second Braisa is missing words. This is what it means to say. Mikan Samchu Chachamim L'Ksubas Isha Min HaTorah. From here, the rabbis relied that Ksubas Isha is Min HaTorah. Ksubas Almana Eino Midivet Talmud Devei Serfim. The Ksuban Almana is not Midarais, it's only Midrabanan. So now we have Rav Shem Gamliel saying not that Ksuba is Rabbanan, but the Ksuba of an Almana is Midrabanan. Rav Gamliel, Rav Shem Gamliel Oimer, Ksuba Salmana, Eino Midivet Torah, El Midivet Seferim. Fine. Hahu De'asa L'kamed Rav Nachman. New case. Again, Rav Nachman holds that a man is never to say Pesach Basuach Matzasi, even to be Mafsid the Ksuba, because of the Chazaka in Adam Tireach Besuuda Umafsida. Says Gemara, Hahu the Asal Kamed Rav Nachman. Someone came before Rav Nachman. Amar Lei, he said, Rabbi, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. I found her door was open. Amar Lei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, You Yeshiva Bachar, Azbuhu Kufri, hit him with thorns. How do you know? How do you know this kind of this stuff? Me berchasa chavitale. Were you laying? Were you lying with the prostitutes of berchasa? That's how you know about this stuff? You must have been, yeah, I know how you're an expert. You must have had a lot of practice. Now, Pashup Shat Rashi learns, the prostitutes of the city called Berchasa, you must have been lying with, if you're a Bucky. And therefore, we're going to hit you. Maybe, in other words, we believe you that she's Pesach Pasuach, but we're going to hit you now for your previous promiscuous behavior. Another way to learn is, we don't believe you. What? Were you living with the prostitutes that's how you know, and therefore we're going to hit you because you're being moitzi laz. Pashup Shat is the first way I said that they're being hit because they of their low behavior before with the zoinos of berchasa.
How can they give him out this without real evidence that aid him or
without aid us, right? Well, this is what we call Malkus Mardus. This is rabbinic. Yeah, rabbinic Malkus, that you don't need Eidos. It's extra legal Malkus. Rav Achoy Mishani, Rav Achoy says like this. Now, so according to the way I learned Rav Nachman's answer, Rav Nachman was saying that their taka believes that we're going to hit them because of their low behavior. In fact, the Gemara, Rav Nachman hu damar mehemen, but Rav Nachman said a person is believed to say Pesach Pesuach Matzah. The Gemara says exactly, mehemen, you're believed in masvinon le kufri, but we're gonna smack the guy. Rav Achoy Mishani, Rav Achoy answered, kan bebachar, kan benasai. Rav Nachman is talking about a person who's married previously. So someone who's married previously is believed. But here, when we smack the person, we smack the person, and we don't smack someone who is married previously, because he knew. But when Rav Nachman said, Azbui Kufri, he was talking about a single person. A single person is taka, not believed. And what did Rav Nachman mean, mi birchasa chavitale, that he was living with the prostitutes? He said that, what, he was living with the prostitutes? Is that how he knows? We're not going to assume that. In other words, Rav Nachman was saying that they were not living with the prostitutes, and therefore we don't believe them, and we give them malchus because they were mitzei laz. So according to the first answer, we believe someone who says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, although we are going to hit them for the fact that they know. And Rav Achoy is saying, no, if someone says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, if they're married, they're believed. If they're not married, they're not believed, then we hit them. Hahud da'asala kameh de Rabban Gamliel. Someone came before Rabban Gamliel. Amar Lehi said, Rabban Gamliel, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. I found she was open. Amar Lehi, so Rabban Gamliel said, Shema Hitisa, maybe you went in on an angle. And if you went in on an angle, you're going to find she's open. It could be explained like this. If a besula, when the man enters, he's going to find that she's locked. Why? Because there's some kind of wall, and behind the wall there's something preventing the wall from being penetrated. But if you enter on an angle, so you sort of just turn the wall. If you go head on, there's nowhere to go. You have to break it. But if you come in on an angle, you sort of like turn the door. It's like one door with the axle in the middle. So if you go head on, you can't break it down. You can't get through unless you break it. But if you hit it on either side, there's a way to, so to speak, slide the door. So that's what Gamliel said. Maybe you came in on an angle. I'll give you a parable, what this is similar to. To someone who is traveling in the dark, if somebody comes into the door on an angle, he finds it's open. If he goes head on, no, he'll find it's locked. Some say, this is what he said. Shema Bemezid Hitisa. Maybe, not that, the first possibility was that you sort of accidentally entered on an angle. So if you accidentally entered on an angle, you'll find it open. This answer is saying nobody's accidentally entering at exactly the right angle. But maybe you intentionally busted through and you uprooted the whole door in the bar, v'akarta l'dashav ibra, and you uprooted the door in the bar. Emshal chamash l'ma'a davardama, I'll give you a parable what is similar to. La'adam shu mahalach b'ishan layla, somebody who's traveling in the night, v'afela in the darkness, hita b'mezid, if you intentionally try to enter, matzah pasuch, you'll find it open. Lo'i hita b'mezid, if you don't incline it intentionally, matzah, no, you'll find it locked. So until now we're talking about a guy who says that the woman was open.
So according to Rabbi Gamliel, this is another topic.
I mean, according to Rav Gamliel, when you say Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, even by Eishes Kayin, you should not be Neman Lasar Alav. Why? Because maybe you were Shemahita?
Right.
is this another suffix that we have to deal with? Good question.
But does he have to do this deliberate? Does he have to do this on purpose, or can it just happen haphazard? Does he have to plan for it?
So good. That's the two different versions in the Gemara. The first version is, maybe you accidentally came in on an angle. The second version is, no, you're not accidentally getting the right angle, but maybe you intentionally came in on an angle. So the two versions, the first version acknowledges the possibility of accidentally entering in on an angle, and the second version is maybe you did it intentionally.
But at the end of the day, you're going to have blood.
Interesting. We're not discussing the blood. The guy just says she was open. What happened to the blood? Well, just like the Gemara on Daf Tes, where the guy who says Pesach Basuach Matzasi Rashi said, why doesn't he say anything about the blood? Either it's from the Dorkti family that doesn't have blood, or it was lost. So for whatever reason, the blood is not really being discussed over here. But one thing he says for sure is that she's open. Now, for the first time in this next case, Michael, we're going to discuss somebody who says there's no blood. Hahuda asala kameh deram Gamliel, someone who came before on Gamliel, Bar Rebbe. Amar Lei, he said, Rebbe ba'alti motzasidam. I had relations, I didn't find blood. Amar Lei, Rebbe. So she said, Rebbe, basula yisi. I'm a basula. So Ram Gamliel said, bring me the sheet. Amar Lehem, avilu yisi sudar. Bring me the sheet. They brought a sheet. The sharub. Now the sheet didn't have any blood on it. We're learning in Mishnayis Nida, in Parak Aleph, it brings that Jewish people, they would always have relations with two sheets. She would check herself and he would check himself for blood. So they brought Rav Gamliel the sheet. Vishar b'mayim, he laundered it. He soaked in water, v'chibsu, he laundered it, u'matzalav kama tipei damim. Then he found a bunch of drops of blood, but they had been covered over in the semen and the shechva zera. Amar Eloi, so Gamliel said to the husband, lech zakei b'mekchacha, go be zoiche in your purchase. In other words, you thought she wasn't a basula, and it's like a mekachtos, but she was a basula, but the blood was covered up in the zera. Now that we remove the blood, so now the zera, now that we remove the zera, the blood is apparent, and she clearly is a besula. So the Gemara says, "Amar lei huna mar bere derava mi parzik l'ravashi huna." The son of Rava from Parzika said to Ravashi, "Anana mi navid hachi. We should also do this." Meaning, why don't we? When we get a sheet, why don't we do laundry and make, if the, whatever, anytime the husband says, you know, she's not a basula, we gotta put in the laundry machine and see, maybe we could wash off some zera and uncover the dam. That's the question. And the Gemara says, I guess we'll read the Gemara, Amalei. So Ravashi said back, Gehud shalanu kikiba shalahem. Our ironing is like their laundry. For us to launder to the way they were able, we would have to iron. So you say, so iron. If we're going to iron, it's going to take off the blood as well. Okay, friends. We will continue Bez Hashem tomorrow evening. Have a wonderful night. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Okay? As you know, I'm going to be... Next week... We may have to do one more day. So, because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael at the end of the week next week. So next week we have Monday and Tuesday. But the following week we do not have Monday and Tuesday. So between now and next week, I would like to at least do one extra day, so the following week we could make it up either Wednesday or Thursday, okay? So stay tuned. Have a great day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.